This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli media cited foreign reports of an Israeli strike on Iran in the absence of official public comment, while Iranian television reports played down the attack. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel is traditionally silent on issues like nuclear weapons and intelligence operations, though hardline security minister Itamar Ben-Gvir sent out the one-word message, feeble, on X. In Iran, President Ebrahim Raisi chose not to cut short a trip to a central province, indicating the country wasn't on high alert. A senior Iranian official told Reuters that Tehran did not plan a response now. The apparent attack was the latest in a round of actions set off by the killing of seven Iranian officers in a strike on an embassy compound in Damascus on April 1st. Though Israel has never acknowledged that it was behind the strike, it sparked fears of a wider regional conflict spilling over from the war in Gaza.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. A rare burst of bipartisanship has helped the House advance an aid package for Ukraine and Israel toward a final vote over the weekend. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It was a rarity in the hyperpartisan House. Democrats helped Speaker Mike Johnson's $95 billion aid package move toward a final vote this weekend.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances.
Johnson's had to fight hard to salvage support for the package, with the slimmest of majorities and hard-right Republicans threatening his job if more money goes to Ukraine. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats had a choice.
We could let them simply crash and burn,
but instead opted to form a robust coalition and overwhelmingly clear a procedural hurdle. Johnson will need much more help to pass each of the four separate aid bills this weekend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional